Hi, my name is Dr. Ksenia Gershberg, and I'm a chiropractor for moms and babies at Empowered Mama Chiropractic. I am super excited to have you here and welcome you to Empowered Pregnancy Bootcamp in Millennial Parenthood on Facebook, the ultimate resource for families just like you. Today, we will cover remedies for morning sickness, aka all-day sickness. Who here has had morning sickness or is in the midst of it? According to the American Pregnancy Association, 50% of moms experience it. That's a huge number. A combination of gut health issues and hormone imbalances can really throw moms in for a rough few weeks. Or some moms, unfortunately, experience it throughout their entire pregnancy. So, what are the tools that you can use to survive? I remember when I was first pregnant with my son, and I had it pretty rough. I just didn't know what I could do, but I was stuffing myself a lot of the time with carbs. So it ends up being this entire cycle of, you know, you're not getting enough nutrition. That's why you're getting nauseous. And it's throwing your whole entire day off. And you're reaching for the carbs to make your stomach feel better. So it's this whole endless cycle. So these are a few things that you can start off by doing. Number one is to eat smaller meals and make sure that you're eating them consistently. This will help prevent your blood sugar levels from plummeting and make sure that you're not getting that nauseous feeling. Number two is nap when you can. I know that it's easily said and hard to do, but napping and resting and just listening to your body telling you that you need to slow down and rest is highly important. So use the resources and tools that you have to make sure that you can fit in a nap throughout the day. Nettles tea is also a great source of nutrients, especially it's filled with iron, so especially for my moms who are experiencing anemia, it's filled with B vitamins and minerals, and you will start to feel more energized by taking nettles tea, because a lot of moms are just depleted. And so once you put in that nutrition and your body starting to function properly again, you're getting those bits of energy. It's the same thing as, you know, when a car is out of gas, it's not going to function. You need to put that gas in the car so you can drive. So the same thing with your body. You need to put in those essential nutrients into your body to be able to function that 100%. Number four is vitamin B6. This is actually a great supplement to have throughout pregnancy because it can help moms with edema as well. So make sure you're getting a high quality supplement when you do take vitamin B6. Again, all of this information is just suggestions and advice. Make sure to seek out your health practitioner if you have any questions or you have questions in regards to taking any of these supplements. This is just information. So seek out the help of your OB or your primary care physician. Number five is hydration, making sure that you have a proper amount of coconut water for electrolytes, proper amounts of just water, and you're drinking throughout the day. I do suggest to stay away from caffeine because it could dehydrate you and it's not so great for pregnancy. Number six is the hidden gem. It's something that I started to add in for my moms, and it's called choline, which is a macronutrient. So with macronutrients, you have a hard time usually getting enough in your diet, so you do have to supplement. And I always say you have to supplement because our soil is so deficient, unfortunately, to make sure that you're getting the proper nutrients in your body, you do have to supplement. And choline is great for brain function and development, heart health, healthy metabolism, and energy. It helps transport fat. So if you do have liver congestion, the number one pregnancy surgery is gallbladder removal. So making sure that you have adequate amounts of choline is really essential. These are my moms who are experiencing brain fog, so mom brain, as we call it, fatigue, muscle aches, mood swings. You do need to up your choline intake, and choline can be found in liver, eggs, and seafood, but as I stated previously, it's not enough from the diet. Choline is important because it helps activate folate, and as you know, folate is very important for baby's development. Adding in some good omega-3s is so important as well. And I have a great book that I love. It's called The Postnatal Depletion Cure by Dr. Oscar Selich, and he talks about the sources of omega-3s, and this is what he states. It's important to know that fish can't make their own omega-3 fatty acids. They simply accumulate them thanks to their diet, just as you accumulate fat-soluble vitamins from your diet. First, algae create the omega-3s, DHA and EPA. Algae then get eaten by smaller marine animals such as crustaceans, which in turn get eaten by larger marine animals and so up on the food chain. So why this is important is because there is so much contamination in fish these days, unfortunately, that it's important to make sure that you're actually sourcing your omega-3s, you're getting them from the algae and not the fish. So he goes on and he states that unfortunately, because of our modern fishing practices and the pollution of our oceans, we might be nearing the end of fish oil production, and the best source of these precious omega-3s will be algae, not fish. This is why more and more people are turning to algae oil supplements for DHA. So making sure that you're not just taking an omega-3, that you're actually taking a good source one. And I really love Juice Plus. I fell in love with them a couple months ago because they have great supplements, which are family friendly. My kiddos are on it. And my 20-month-old, she turns 20 months today, she loves them. I mean, she throws tantrums if she doesn't get more of it. And it's just fruit and vegetables in them. And for the omega-3s, what I love about them, they source it out from algae. And so I love them. They're a great source. Making sure that omega-3 is for baby's eye and brain development. So you want to make sure that you're on it throughout your whole pregnancy, but also that you're not getting depleted in it, because it will cause an inflammatory response in your body if you do not have good, healthy fats. And with my story with Juice Plus is that I've been getting a lot of migraines starting a couple months ago, which is a combination of things. And I met Caitlin at a salad jar party that I hosted, and I was telling her how sick I was feeling with the migraines, and I would get migraines that would just knock me out. And I tried out Juice Plus. I always try everything out on my family and myself before I do the recommendations and I do the research, and I have just fallen in love, haven't had any migraines since then, and my kiddos are just loving them. So I highly recommend to add that into it. Helps with making sure that, especially during morning sickness, when you can't eat a ton of fruits and vegetables, that you are still getting your servings and your nutrition in, and not feeling as guilty for reaching for the carbs to settle your stomach. So that is our first day on morning sickness. I am going to be back here with another great podcast tomorrow, and having a guest speaker. So I am super excited to be on this journey with you and helping navigate. Please post any questions or comments that you have in the Millennial Parenthood group, and hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.